Feds, visiting Stanford researcher lied about Chinese military connections. By Tom Sakata on July 21, 2020. The United States Department of Justice announced on Monday that a researcher at Stanford University has been charged with visa fraud. Researcher Song Chen is alleged to have misrepresented her relationship with the Chinese military on her visa application, stating that her service ended in 2011, which in fact she is an active service member in the People's Liberation Army. According to a press release by the DOJ, Stanford University researcher Song Chen was charged on Monday with visa fraud over misrepresentations she made on her application. The press release claims that Chen misrepresented her relationship with the Chinese military. Although she claimed on her visa application that her service in the Chinese military ended in 2011, records indicate that Chen remains an active member of the Communist Red Army. The affidavit alleges that these were lies, and that Song was a member of the People's Liberation Army, PLA, the Chinese military, when she entered and while she was in the United States, and that the hospital she listed on her visa as her employer was a cover for her true employer, the PLA. Specifically, the affidavit identifies four research articles that she co-authored. These articles were identified on a resume that Song submitted to Stanford. The press release also indicated that Chen had ongoing relationships with military hospitals in Beijing and Shen. The versions of the articles available via open sources on the internet show her as affiliated with institutions subordinate to the PLA Air Force. Specifically, the articles list Song as affiliated with the Air Force General Hospital in Beijing and the 4th Military Medical University, FMMU, a PLA Air Force university in Shen. Breitbart News reported in June that four researchers at the University of Florida were forced to resign after a federal investigation revealed that they were funneling research funded by American taxpayers to the Chinese government. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.